Anton scrambled from beneath the table. Bardoon stood at the other end, both arms extended as he continued to blast the Nargons with force lightning. Han blinked hard, but he felt pretty sure he wasn't hallucinating. A Mandalorian spraying force lightning.
"They're blasters," Bardoon repeated.
Sure thing, pal.
Han eyed the long green fingers still wrapped around the stocks of the blaster rifles, then tucked Gev's holdout blaster into his waistband and started forward with the vibro knife.
"Got it covered."
Ohali Sorok pulled him back with the force.
"Allow me."
He turned to find the Duros raising a hand toward the nearest Nargon. She tore the Nargon's weapon free and floated it over to Han. He tucked the vibro knife into his waistband alongside the holdout blaster and took the rifle, then turned to keep an eye on the back of the room. Ditto still sat in her chair, a look of shock on her face and a smoking crater in her forehead. Gev was nowhere to be seen, but a blood smear on the floor led toward the wet bar on the adjacent wall.
"Vocate, Gev,"
Bardoon said, still blasting the Nargons with force lightning and starting to sound tired. As soon as Ohali had the second blaster rifle in hand, Bardoon began to back toward an iris hatch in the room's rear corner.
"This way."
Han pointed his blaster rifle toward the main door, next to the two Nargons.
"Isn't that the way out?"
"Did Jonas Rom offer you a choice?"
Bardoon reached the rear hatch and looked toward the control panel, then used the force to enter an access code.
"Come along or die. That is your choice."
Bardoon lowered his hands, and the force lightning sizzled out. The two Nargons immediately began to stumble forward, slow and shaky, but not so shaky that Han felt like trying to dodge past them. Hoping a heavy blaster rifle would do something against the reptiloids, he opened fire. The bolts bounced off, but they were more effective than his pistol had been at the Red Ronto. At least these weapons singed the scales. The Nargons' tails began to swish back and forth, and their gait grew steadier.
Maybe we'd better go with the big guy after all,
Han said.
Agreed.
Ohali was already backing toward the hatch.
For now.
Han joined her, and they each raised a rifle to target a Nargon. By the time they had backed through the hatchway into the corridor beyond, both reptiloids had huge scorch circles on their torsos, and both reptiloids were continuing to advance. Han dropped his aim to the knees and was relieved to see two bolts penetrate. The Nargon kept coming, but at least there were a couple of spurts of blue blood. Bardoon reached for the control panel on their side of the hatch, and both Nargons hurled themselves forward. Han switched to firing at the head and managed to shave the skull crest off his target. Ohali put a bolt through the eye of hers, and Han saw the reptiloid go limp just before the iris hatch closed around its outstretched arm.